Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this last day of the month of August, 2021. 8:31:21. 14 minutes past the hour here. Now, last hour, we were talking about Marilyn Meskey and decorating tips here for the studio and the Cardinals downtown. What do you make of that? All kinds of stuff on the agenda last hour. 740-383-9944. Do we have any updates on Don Fleming? Our, the man who's never called in yet, but I know people have made contact with him. All those things are on the table this morning. Or does anybody know what happened to our gourmet cook lady who used to call in all the time? Did she switch the dial? Did something happen to her? Did she move out of the area? Or if you'd like to ask me a question, we've had a lot of questions asked of me this morning. Feel free to do that. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we will get you on the air here. Now, one more thing I did want to make up. We were talking about studio repairs this morning, and the inside's coming along just fine. But one of our biggest problems is a sign outside. Now, here's the problem. We have a vinyl sign, which at one point I thought would be a good idea to hang on the front of the studio here. But I don't know anymore if that's a good idea, because it would have to be put up high enough where somebody couldn't take it, and who knows what would happen there. You know, you don't want any issues like that. So now I'm looking at the other businesses up and down this road, and I'm thinking, do we need a sign just to plant in the yard that people can see that this is WWGH Radio? But here's the thing. I don't have a crafty bone in my body. I could not build or paint or do a sign in the front yard to save my life. So does anybody have any ideas how to take care of this? Because at this point, it would be great to have it out there, because anytime we give somebody an address to the studio, it's kind of hard for them to find if they don't know Marion very well. So, does anybody have any information or ideas or suggestions when it comes to our sign issue? Because that would also be good to get up by Labor Day, or before winter, certainly, when the ground becomes hard outside and it's going to be hard to nail anything into the ground or hammer anything into the ground. So any ideas on that? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. See, I never worked in any department like that, so stuff like that is just over my head at this point. But again, phone lines are open here this morning if you have any ideas. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, I said we were going to give away some Zumbezi Bay tickets this morning because Labor Day is right around the corner, and I believe that's their last weekend to be open this year, and it might be a fairly warm weekend. A lot of people will have the big three-day weekend this weekend because of Labor Day. So let's do some family feud here, and again, if you get a question right, we'll enter you in the competition to win two passes to Zumbezi Bay. Okay. Now, our first category here has eight answers, eight big answers. Here's the category. Name something that might be full of holes. Think about that. Eight things. Name something that would be full of holes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that would be full of holes. Eight answers here this morning. All right, looks like an answer's coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Twisties.
Oh, Swiss cheese. Okay. Swiss cheese, you have got it. We'll get you in the competition. All right. Swiss cheese, number one answer this morning on the show. Name something that would be full of holes. Full of holes. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller. Caller's gone. All right, if that was you, give us a buzz back in. Name something that would be full of holes. Swiss cheese is number one. Go ahead, caller.
How about pegboard?
Pegboard. Let me take a look here. No pegboard on the list.
Doggone it. Full of holes, too.
I know. Thank you. Bye-bye. No pegboard on the list. Name something that would be full of holes. Swiss cheese, the number one answer right now. Something that would be full of holes. Eight answers on the list here. Sarah is in the competition for the Zimbezi Bay tickets. Name something that would be full of holes. 740-383-9944. A lot of good answers here, if people can come up with them this morning. Something that would be full of holes. H-O-L-E-S. Holes. Go ahead, caller.
A pool table?
A pool table. Let's see here. No pool table on the list.
Okay.
No pool table on the list here this morning. Name something that would be full of holes. Something that would be full of holes. 740-383-9944. The only answer we've got so far is Swiss cheese. Of the eight answers that are available, we've got Swiss cheese so far. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
A colander for the thing with the holes.
Colander, you know what? A colander, a strainer is number five on the list. What's your name, ma'am?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Well, Judy, are you a new listener to the station?
No, I've been listening on and off, and then I pick up prizes for a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Bye-bye. All right, Judy Smith is in the competition this morning. A colander. A colander strainer, that was number five on the list. All right, name something that might be full of holes. That's what we're looking for, something that might be full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
Well, some of the roads are full of potholes. Does that count? Or is maybe the respondents were not from Ohio, but we have plenty of potholes and road holes here.
You know, Rhodes was the last answer on the list. You got it.
Okay, well, I thought I would put in my 2 cents worth. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Rhodes was number eight on the list, so we still have five answers left here. Name something that would be full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
Someone's alibi or story?
An alibi or story. That is number three on the list. You got it. An alibi is number three on the list. How about that? All right, something that would be full of holes. Full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
How about a packet of paper?
Paper. Let's see here. No paper on the list. Thank you. No paper on the list. Name something that would be full of holes. 740-383-9944. Sarah and Judy Smith in this morning. Go ahead, caller.
A screen.
A screen. Let's see here. A screen is number seven on the list. We got you in, Trish. Thank you. Trish is in at number seven today. A screen, of course, has holes in it. Name something that might be full of holes. Four answers still remain. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a net?
A net. Let's see here. Yes, net is number four. Who do we have on the line?
You can put Sarah in again.
Sarah in again. We got it. Thank you. We put Sarah in again. Name something that would be full of holes. We got Swiss cheese, an alibi, a fishing net, colander strainer. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a burglar?
What's that?
A burglar.
A burglar?
Yeah.
Depends on when you catch that burglar.
No. All right. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right. No burglar on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that is full of holes. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a chain link fence?
Chain link fence. No chain link fence on the list.
Huh. All right.
No chain link fence on the list. Something that is full of holes. We've got Sarah in three times, Judy Smith and Trish this morning. We've got Swiss cheese, an alibi, fishing, net, colander strainer, screen, roads. Go ahead, caller.
This is a comedy answer, Scott, a cerebral answer, but also a very valid answer, especially in today's society. You ready?
You go ahead.
Some people like to get, like, 10 earrings or, you know, a lot of body piercings. So your ears, your nose, or someplace where you pierce. I only have 2 earrings, but, I mean, the people that have, like, 10 earrings in each ear. So how about somebody's ear or some other pierced body part?
No pierced body parts on the list.
That's a good answer, though, Scott.
Well, there are people who have holes. There's, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay, well, I thought I would contribute a cerebral comedic answer, but I guess these people aren't quite as trendy as I am. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Name something that might be full of holes. 2 answers left on the list today. What are those 2 answers? 1 was the number 2 answer. Something that might be full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
How about a radiator?
A radiator. No radiator on the list. No radiator on the list this morning. Something that might be full of holes. 26 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Something that might be full of holes. Swiss cheese, alibi, fishing net, strainer, colander, screen, roads. Those are all on the list this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about the black hole?
The black hole is a big, big hole. Not on the list today, but good guess.
Thanks, Scott.
The black hole does not show up on the list today. Something that is full of holes. Something that is full of holes. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
A box of Cheerios?
A box of Cheerios. Certainly a lot of holes in there. Not on the list, though. Not on the list. Something that is full of holes. Full of holes. Zumbezi Bay tickets hang in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
What about a spatula?
A spatula. No spatula on the list. Spatula does not make the list this morning. Something that is full of holes is what we're looking for here. Something full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tennis racket?
Tennis racket. That's a good answer. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okie doke.
No tennis racket on the list this morning. Something that is full of holes. 2 answers left on the list today. What might they be? Go ahead, caller.
How about a target?
A target. No target on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
No target on the list today. Something that is full of holes. That's what we're looking for. Something that is full of holes. All right, go ahead, caller.
Target. A target. No target on
go ahead. Oh, we lost our caller there. If that's you, call back in. Something that is full of holes. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about blue jeans?
Blue jeans. Well, can you be a little more specific?
Clothes.
Yeah, clothes, socks. We'll give you that one. Who are we putting in this time?
Trish.
Trish. All right, we'll put Trish in. Thank you.
Yep.
Trish is in. Yes, it was clothes and socks. That was number two on the list. So we've got one answer left. Name something that might be full of holes. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A window screen.
A window screen. You know, we already have that one, but keep guessing.
Picnic table?
What's that?
A picnic table.
A picnic table. No picnic table. No picnic table on the list. Now, the answers we've got are Swiss cheese, clothes and socks, an alibi story, a fishing net, a colander and a strainer, a screen, and the roads. There's one answer left. Something full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
Golf course.
Golf course. You have got it. That is number six on the list. You nailed it. But you were just full. You were big on that one. Something full of holes.
Yeah, what can I say? I was on a roll.
You were on a roll this morning. All right, thank you. All right, we're moving on to the next category now. We've got something that was full of holes. Well, here's a late guess. Let's see if the late guess is... Nope, they're gone. They must have heard what was going on. Okay, next category this morning. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. How about that one? Six answers here. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. What would that be? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Something that people get what?
So, name something that people get in the mail other than letters.
Cards.
A car?
Cards.
Oh, cards. Let's see here. What kind of cards?
Birthday cards.
Not birthday cards. No birthday cards on the list.
Oh.
No birthday cards on the list today. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bill?
Bills. Yes, bills are number three on the list. Who are we putting in here?
Mary Kay.
All right, we got her in. Thank you. Yes, bills are number three on the list. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. Five answers remain. We've got bills. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You get bills.
But we just got that answer. Do you have another guess? Any other guess?
Packages.
Packages. You know what? Packages is number four on the list. What's your name?
Crystal Spicer.
Crystal what?
Spicer.
All right, Crystal, we've got you down. Thank you. Crystal's in the competition this morning. Yes, packages is on the list. Other than letters, name something you get in the mail. We've got bills and packages. Still four answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about political advertisements?
Political advertisements. Not political advertisements. No political advertisements this morning. Other than letters, name something you get in the mail. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
How about prescription? Medication.
Medication. No medication on the list.
Okay.
No medication on the list this morning. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. This is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about magazines?
Magazines, number two on the list. You got it. Got you in, Bob. Thank you.
Hi.
Bob's in the competition this morning. Magazines were number two on the list. So we got magazines, bills, and packages. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Coupons?
Coupons. No coupons on the list. No coupons on the list today. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. Other than letters, something that people get in the mail. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about advertisements for food and, you know, different things that they send out?
Yeah, junk mail. I'll put that in there. So who are we putting in today?
Judy.
Judy. Which Judy?
Smith.
Judy Smith. Or is she a friend of yours?
Yeah.
All right. Judy Smith is in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Judy Smith gets another entry here this morning with junk mail ads. So we still have two answers left on the list. We've got junk mail, magazines, bills, and packages. What are the other two answers here? Go ahead, caller.
Christmas cards?
No Christmas cards on the list. No Christmas cards on the list today. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. Go ahead, caller.
Catalogs.
No catalogs on the list.
Okay.
No catalogs on the list today. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. Go ahead, caller.
How about catalogs?
No catalogs on the list.
Thank you.
No catalogs on the list today. Other than letters, name something that people get in the mail. Other than letters. We've got junk mail, magazines, bills, and packages. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Solicitations for charities?
No solicitations for charities. No solicitations for charities on the list. Other than letters, something people get in the mail. Go ahead, caller.
Credit cards.
No credit cards on the list. No credit cards on the list today. Other than letters, name something people get in the mail. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would it be? Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Postcards.
Postcards, number 5 on the list. You have got it. We got you down.
All right, you got my name?
Got your name. Thank you.
Pat.
Got it. Pat out there listening. We've got him down on the list. Postcards also show up on the list here. Other than letters, something you would get in the mail. Still one answer left here. Go ahead, caller.
Pet supplies.
No pet supplies. No pet supplies on the list. 37 minutes past the hour here. Other than letters, name something you would get in the mail. We've got junk mail, magazines, bills, packages, and postcards. What is the final answer here this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Eviction notices.
What's that?
Eviction notices.
No eviction notices on the list.
No.
No eviction notices on the list this morning. Other than letters, name something that people would get in the mail. Go ahead, caller.
Invitations.
No invitations on the list. No invitations on the list this morning. Other than letters, name something people would get in the mail. What is our final answer here today? Junk mail, magazines, bills, packages, and postcards. We've got all those. What are we missing? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about a bank statement?
No bank statements on the list. No bank statements on the list today. Other than letters, name something that you would get in the mail. That's what we want here. All right, go ahead, caller. Oh, lost that caller. Other than letters, something you would get in the mail. All right, here comes another caller down the pike, I think, here. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a notice for jury duty?
No notice for jury duty on the list. No jury duty notices on the list today. Other than letters, something you would get in the mail. Go ahead, caller.
Is it wedding invitations?
No wedding invitations. Good guess, though. No wedding invitations on the list. Zumbezi Bay tickets hang in the balance here. All right, what else do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
A refund or rebate?
No rebates. No rebates on the list. Other than letters, name something that you get in the mail. Coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, certified letter.
No certified letter. No certified letters on the list today. Other than letters, name something that you would get in the mail. Go ahead, caller.
Is it medical bills?
No medical bills. No medical bills on the list today. Other than letters, name something that you would get in the mail. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a check?
A check. That is it. Check is on the list. Who are we putting in?
Judy Smith.
All right. Judy S. goes on the list again. Thank you. All right. That is the rundown here. Other than letters, name something you would get in the mail. It's junk mail, magazines, bills, packages, postcards, and checks. Those are the answers. So far, we've got Sarah, Judy, Smith, Trish, Mary, Crystal, Bob, and Pat all in the competition here. All right, let's go to the next category here this morning, and it is, okay, well, this is a little bit of a holiday one, but we'll go with it anyway. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Something that a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. 740-383-9944. There are 8 answers on this particular list. Name something that a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Get your minds working this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Pulls his beard.
Number one on the list. Who do we got here? Who's on the line?
Crystal Spicer.
What's the last name?
Spicer.
Oh, fire. Are you a new listener, Crystal?
Yep.
Are you going to be a permanent listener now?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Crystal.
Bye.
Crystal on the list here this morning. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Number one answer would be pulls his beard. But there are 7 other answers on the list this morning. What might they be? Go ahead, caller.
How about he kicks him?
Kicks him. That's number 2 on the list. This is Judy C., right?
Right.
All right. We got you, Judy. Thank you.
Put Crystal in.
Put Crystal in. We'll do that. Thank you, Judy. All right, Crystal in again. Do a little work here. All right, next answer coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, pee on him.
Well, you know, that's never something good. Let's see here. Yeah, we'll go with that one. Go to the bathroom on his lap. Who do we have on the line?
Troy.
Troy?
Troy.
What's that?
Troy.
Spell that for me.
T-R-O-Y.
Oh, Troy. Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Troy. Got it. Thank you, Troy.
You're welcome.
All right, Troy's in this morning. All right, goes to the bathroom on his lap. We got that. Pulls his beard or kicks or bites Santa. All right, what are the remaining 5 answers? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. 740-383-9944, ending up on the naughty list. Does anybody have an answer here? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Anybody out there? Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Throw up on Santa?
Oh, throw up on Santa. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see here. I don't think I see that one. Nope, not on the list.
Oh.
I know, it's tough out there this morning. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about slap Santa?
Slaps him?
Yep.
No slapping on the list here. Boy, this is rough for old Santa Claus. No slapping Santa on the list. Name something a naughty child would do to Santa. We've got pulls his beard, kicks him, goes to the bathroom in his lap. Still five answers left. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. 740-383-9944. Zumbeezy Bay tickets hang in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
How about spit on Santa?
This is very rough, rough work here. No spitting on Santa. Can you imagine if a kid went and would spit on Santa? That's a little rough. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. Gee whiz. Spit, bite, slap, knock him around, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about if he pulls his glasses off?
Pull his glasses off. Let's see here. No pulling his glasses off. No pulling his glasses off on the list. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. All right. Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
How about tear his hat off?
Tear his hat off. Let's see here. No hat off.
Okie doke.
No tearing his hat off. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Go ahead.
Eat his cookies.
I think you're out in left field this morning. What do you think?
I don't know. I can't think of nothing else.
Did you say eats his cookies?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's a right answer. I got it. What's your name?
Christina
Wynn. All right, Christina. You a regular listener?
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got you in. Keep trying.
Okay, I want to put Sarah in.
Oh, you want to put Sarah in?
Yeah.
All right. We got Sarah in. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Eats his cookies. Yes, that was on the list. Eats his cookies is number four. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Something a naughty kid does to Santa. All right, go ahead, caller.
Tells him he's a fake.
Tells him that he's fake. Well, we all know that's not true. No.
Well, there really was a St. Nicholas, so no.
Well, Santa Claus comes to my house every year, so I've got to believe in that.
Yeah, he does mine, too.
There you go. There you go. Thank you. All right. No telling Santa he's fake, which would be improper anyway. All right, what else do we got? Naughty kid would do to Santa. Go ahead, caller.
How about punch him?
Punch him? There's a lot of roughnecks out here this morning with Santa. No punching Santa.
Okay.
No punching Santa on the list here this morning. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. A naughty kid would do to Santa. Still four answers left on our list here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, if he eats his cookies, he has to drink his milk.
You know what? I tell you what. It's not drink his milk that's on the list, but what would a naughty kid do to Santa?
Pour it out.
Not pour it out, but that's getting closer. There is something to do with milk on this list, but it is not drink his milk. What would a naughty kid do to Santa? A naughty kid do to Santa? And there's still three other answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. 11 minutes left in the program here today. Go ahead, caller.
What about steal his milk?
Steal his milk?
Fill.
Fill it?
Fill it, yes.
What do you mean, fill it?
S-P-I-L-L. Fill it.
Now say that again. What is it?
Scott, you're killing me, Small. Fill it.
I feel like Charlie this morning.
You're giving me a complex. Like I have like a speech impediment or something.
Let me put the headphone in my good ear. Go ahead. What is it?
Spill. S-P-I-L-L.
Oh, spill it.
Yes.
Spill his milk. Yes. No, I don't see spill his milk on the list, but thank you.
Okay.
Not spill his milk. We're not that nice. 740-383-9944. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about spike his milk with alcohol or X-Lax?
Boy, that's a little rough. Not spike his milk. Well, not with X-Lax or that. Close, though. You're close. Not spike his milk with X-Lax. I'll tell you, there must have been, Santa Claus coming to houses here in Marion must have been a very rough contemplation in his day. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. All right here, go ahead, caller.
How about throw his milk on Santa?
Throw his milk on Santa. Not throw his milk on Santa. No throwing his milk on Santa. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. 51 minutes past the hour. Four answers left here. We've got pulls his beard, kicks him, goes to the bathroom in his lap, eats his cookies. What are the four answers that are left? Now, one does have to do with milk. 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. All right, well, maybe this is the right answer coming down the pike here. We've got somebody guessing on Facebook. Call in with one of those guesses. Get yourself some Zimbezi Bay tickets. Go ahead, caller.
Drink Santa's milk.
What? What was that?
Drink Santa's milk.
Well, you know what? That was the oddest sounding phone call I've ever heard. It sounded a little, I don't know. Call back in. I think your phone might have been overmodulated there or something. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. A naughty kid does to Santa. 52 minutes past the hour. We've got quite a few people in the competition here, but something was going on with that phone. Go ahead, caller.
I have two very naughty answers, Scott.
Well, we don't need naughty.
Well, they're naughty. They're G-rated naughty. They're
okay,
really,
as long as they're G-rated.
A really bad kid would do. First, steal presents designed for somebody else. You know, he has presents in his bag, and the kid steals the neighbor's presents or something.
No stealing of presents.
The other one is eat one of the reindeer.
Eat one of the reindeer. Well, no, I don't see that either on the list, but okay. Those are rough things. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Eat one of the reindeer. Gee whiz. What is this, like Jeffrey Dahmer neighborhood here this morning? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Eats his reindeer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with my phone. It even, when it was ringing, it had a real strange ring, too.
Yeah.
I drink Santa's milk.
Not drink Santa's milk. There is something to do with milk, but it's not drink his milk. Not drink Santa's milk, but there is something there. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Go ahead, caller.
Gives him spoiled milk.
Well, you know, I'll give that. It's bad poison his milk. So, yeah, that is on the list. Who are we putting in here?
Scott.
All right, Scott, we've got you in. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, we've got a lot of people in this morning. Still three answers left to go here. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how's it going?
You know.
I don't know why it took you so long to call in.
Because it's busy.
What are you doing?
It was busy.
Oh, it was busy. Well, of course, this is the hub of entertainment here in the morning in Marion.
It is. Did anybody get the milk one yet?
They did get the milk. It was give him bad or poison milk.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's what I said.
Right.
But I also said, what did I say? I said stays up for him, like spies on him, watches him.
You're
not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be in bed.
That is the terminology. Stays up, spies on him. You got it. Now, you want me to put you in this competition? You want to go to Zumbezi Bay, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, okay.
Or my kids will. Somebody will.
Well, we've got you in.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
The lines are so busy here this morning. You know, it's a hub of entertainment. Okay, two answers left on the list. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. We've got pulls his beard, kicks, bites him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, eats his cookies, poisons his milk, stays up and spies on him. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, is that being mean to one of the reindeer?
Not being mean to the reindeer. Good guess, though. Not being mean to the reindeer. We've got some Zumbezi Bay passes hanging in the balance. 5 minutes left here. We've got Sarah, Judy Smith, Trish, Mary, Crystal, Michelle, Scott, Bob, Pat, Troy. A lot of people in the competition here this morning and some double entries, which no problem there. We're going to give away some Zumbezi Bay passes here. We've got 5 minutes, still two answers left on the list. What would a naughty kid do to Santa? Go ahead, caller.
Sets a booby trap for him so they can catch him.
No booby traps for him. No booby traps for Santa. 740-383-9944. I think there's COVID in the studio this morning. There's something going on over there. All right, back to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. You there, caller? Go ahead.
Light a fire in the fireplace.
No fire in the fireplace. All right, 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Is it throw fruit on Santa?
Throw fruit?
Food.
Oh, food. No throwing food on Santa. No throwing food on Santa here this morning. What is something a naughty kid would do to Santa? We're going to do the drawing here in about 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. All righty. Remember, Zumbezi Bay tickets are good through Labor Day. Go ahead.
I have two more very naughty answers, Scott. Take his glasses.
No glasses.
How about smoke his pipe? Take his pipe and smoke it.
Not smoke his pipe.
Okay, I like the fire in the fireplace. That was really, really naughty.
Watch out. Thank you. No correct answers there. No money awarded. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Two answers left on the list here. All righty, let's take the call. Go ahead.
How about take his picture?
Not take his picture. No taking his picture on the list this morning. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. We're going to do the drawing here in about a minute and a half. Let's see if we get somebody else in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Is it pulling off his hat?
Not pulling off his hat. Not pulling off his hat. 58 minutes past the hour. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. A naughty kid would do to Santa. A lot of entries in here this morning. Kinda nice. Alrighty, here we go. Here comes another one down the pike this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Take his Santa coat.
Not take his Santa coat. No, two answers left here. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. All right, go ahead, caller.
Shut the damper on the fire, please.
What's that?
Shut the damper on the fire, please.
Oh, no, not shutting the fireplace up. No, not shutting the fireplace up. All righty, well, give it about 30 seconds here. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it pee on Santa?
We already got go to the bathroom on Santa. We already got that one. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. 740-383-9944. All right, two answers left here. We'll take one more phone call before we do our big drawing here today. What is something a naughty kid would do to Santa? Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say steal the presents?
Nobody said steal the presents. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
No stealing the presents on the list. Okay. So, let's go to our list here for a drawing for two passes to Zumbezi Bay, which, by the way, you can pick up tomorrow here from, what tomorrow? We've got 4 to 5 tomorrow. You'll be able to pick those up. Go ahead, caller.
Throw a snowball at him.
No snowballs. No snowballs at Santa. Okay. Let's see here. We'll do the drawing. We've got a lot of people in here. We've got Sarah, Judy Smith, Trish, Mary, Crystal, Michelle, Bob, Pat. Okay, maybe one more guess. Go ahead, caller.
Biting?
Biting. No biting, Santa. No biting of Santa. Thank goodness. All right. We'll stir these all up, and our winner of two passes to Zumbezi Bay today goes to... Let's see here. Whoa, let's shake this up a little bit here. Goes to... Troy. When he was only in here once. Okay, Troy, we've got your two passes to Zumbezi Bay, and they will be here tomorrow between 4 and 5 if you want to pick those up. So that's the way it goes for this day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Don't forget, coming up, I believe, after this program this morning, it is the Ed Asner tribute, who passed away Sunday at the age of 91. The best of Ed Asner on this program. Stay tuned. Coming up here momentarily. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
We give you an award, but if you're doing the work, as long as you appreciate it for the work. I think that's best. The awards are nice. I mean, it would be nice if I got one. But I was up 4 times, so I was a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Marla, when you get a role today, you say you still do auditions.